stops the thieves in their tracks. Who's crying a wolf? We gotta separate the lies from the facts. The truth is calling our names loud and clear, but we're running with the pack that's turned to deaf fear. We've got to learn who's crying a wolf.
Think first, and the rest will come.
Turn on the TV, and what do I see? Elected officials in a broken governmental machine, assuring all the masses they are building this American dream, while spending all the time debating the latest tweet.
Your tax dollars at work.
I turn the next channel, see a smile so bright, spreading the gospel that everything's alright. Keep sending me your money, market 501c3. A deduction for you and zero taxes for me.
Hallelujah!
Tell me all your crying wolves. You gotta recognize the thieves in their tracks. Tell me, are you crying wolf? We gotta separate the lies from the facts. The truth is calling our names loud and clear, but we're running with the pack that's turned to deaf fear. We've got to learn who's crying wolf. You post their owls in your meeting, a few likes, follows and tweets. Like sheep you follow these programmed elites, but they are the wolves and we the raw meat.
And it's a feeding frenzy.
We tear down the statues, hide the flags, hide the wars. But George said it right in 1984. The present has full control of the past, so we can repeat it, complicit with our alternate facts.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Are you crying wolf? We gotta recognize the thieves in the tracks. Tell me, are you crying wolf? We gotta separate the lies from the facts. Calling our names loud and clear, the rear rubbing with the back, the stand your deaf fear. We've got to learn who's crying wolf. We gotta recognize the thieves in their tracks. Tell me, are you crying wolf? We gotta separate the lies from the facts. The truth is calling our names loud and clear, the rear rubbing with the back, the stand your deaf fear.
Special guest today is Bill Abernathy, and Bill has released a new album called Crossing Willow Creek, and the first single, Cry Wolf, is available now. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate you letting me come on the show, and looking forward to our little discussion today.
I look in your bio, and it talks about the fact that you raised your children and got that out of the way, and then you kind of went into building your business and different things, and now you sing for what you do. Talk about that, the way that all transpired.
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but when I was young, back in high school and college days, I spent a lot of time doing music. Started really when I was quite young. Started traveling, that kind of thing when I was about 14, 15. And when high school got over, I went on a couple of pretty good-sized tours and ended up surgery, I got a job to kind of pay the bills and stuff, and then really my voice didn't come back for quite some time, so I just kind of continued to work and had my kids and started building my business career. And then as my kids grew, they both became very successful athletes, and both very proud dad moment here. So mm-hmm. played a lot of college ball, both of them were Division I ball players. My son played baseball, my daughter was a basketball teacher. Anybody that's been involved in that life realizes that there's not a lot of time for much of anything else other than chasing them around the countryside, watching them play. So once they graduated and started their lives, I kind of went back into music. And I had always written songs over the course of time. And when I finally got a little bit more spare time in my life, I went back and kind of tweaked those songs a little bit and started this musical journey again, kind of second chance, if you would. At the end. So currently, you know, we've produced three different albums, and with Crossing Willow Creek being the latest one. It's been out about almost a month now, I guess. Yeah.
You're known as a pure lyrics first writer and a bit of a storyteller. What does that mean?
Well, I think that the best songs, at least in my opinion, are really stories. So I have a little mantra that I use, and it's all over my website and all that. If you hear a song that sounds like it was written about you, it may have been. So I think that people are interesting. You know, we all have great stories. We have interesting things that happen to us across the course of our lives. And when we share those stories is when we can really kind of learn from each other. And maybe we're learning from each other's successes, or maybe we're learning from some other's mistakes. But I think that the sharing of that information, the sharing of those stories, is one way that we can certainly enhance our education and know far more than we know today. So I tell stories effectively, and I turn them into songs sometimes, not all the time. But, you know, there's on the Crossing Willow Creek album, there's a couple of songs that really are stories that happened. One of them is a song called Any Port in the Storm, which was about some friends that over time their marriage dissolved, and kind of the fallout of all that, yeah. It's a true story song. And then, you know, there's others. You know, I always like the song Changes. It's about how you can, how you need to adapt and adjust to the changes that come along in your life, and how successfully you adapt to those. Really depends on how successful you are across the board. And I always laugh when I talk about that song, because it's got about 50 verses, because, you know, changes in everyday thing, right? So
absolutely.
The kind of tagline for that song is change always teaches you to be everything you're destined to be. And I believe that.
Now, your previous album that was out in 2017, Find a Way, it reached number 5 on the, let me get this long description out, Roots Music Report Traditional Folk Album Chart. Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that is.
The single Goodbye Will Never Come Again reached number 1. Talk about what it's like to have a number 1, a number 5 album, and how that helped push your career.
Well, it gets you busy. Yeah. We were very fortunate to find a way that it did kind of break out and get a lot of airplay, and got some pretty good response across the board. So it makes it fun to watch and to realize that maybe some of the things that you've said and that you've done, you know, and talked about in your songs, other people can kind of relate to. And, you know, I think as a songwriter, that's really what you shoot for, is to write something that other people could say, hey, you know, I can relate to that, or maybe they laugh. You know, some of the songs have a bit of humor in them. Maybe they can just look back and say, hey, you know, that happened to me too. And it's kind of interesting to romance thing. Typically, those endings don't go as well as one would hope, and that song was actually written about that thing. Maybe my choices to just kind of say goodbye and walk away were not the best at that point. So the promise is that goodbye will never come again. Another story.
Cry Wolf is out right now and going around the globe. I like the way it says around the globe, because I know that the stable of people that Michael Stover, MTS Management, have, their music actually does go around the globe from an agreement that he has with certain entities. Think about the around the globe part and tell us a little bit more about Cry Wolf.
Cry Wolf is an interesting song. It's really kind of a statement, and I'm not really a political person, but it's kind of a statement more about how quickly we tend to take a news cycle and then republish that across social media almost like warp speed, without a lot of vetting, you know. And Cry Wolf really kind of draws the analogy against the boy you cried for. Yeah, mm-hmm. We all know that story, but I think as things come across the news, and I use that in quotes, these news / opinion networks that we have, we really owe it to ourselves to look at that information and vet that before we decide to just spread it like wildfire across social media. And, I have several friends that are very active in that realm, and so it's really kind of my comment to say, hey, you know, maybe before you push that post button, you might want to do a little homework. You might find out if what you're saying and what you're posting is really of value. And so that's kind of my thing. You know, the boy who cried wolf, at some point you're just going to quit listening and nobody's going to matter anyway. So as far as things going globally, I'm pretty fortunate, actually, even with the first album, but Find a Way in particular really did go global. And, we sold records all over the world, and we got played time all over the world on different radio stations. I have a lot of fans actually outside the United States, primarily in Europe, but in other places as well. It's pretty exciting, you know, when you get a request from, you know, somebody in Taiwan or China or Japan or Germany or wherever to say, hey man, we really like your stuff. Can you send us an album? You know, I just think that's cool. And Michael and the guys at MTS are really doing a nice job of throwing this album out there, and we're already seeing some response globally. And so I'm pretty excited about it, and I hope it just continues on. Yeah, it's fun.
You kind of alluded to it earlier, but Second Chances, you told the story, so to speak, but let's focus in on the second chance part of it and how that in your life has been good, but how the listeners here can take something from that as well.
Well, I think it's all about having a dream, right? And sometimes dreams don't necessarily come true. My dad always taught me, and it's actually the impetus behind the Find a Way album, that if you want something bad enough in life, and you're willing to put together the blood, the sweat, the tears, and the toil, you can always find a way. So that was the impetus behind the Find a Way song. Well, as I mentioned earlier, from a second chance standpoint, you know, I had physical problems that really curtailed my musical activities in my youth. And then, you know, life happened, and kids, and, you know, careers, and all that. As I mentioned earlier, the chance, the opportunity that I've been given to kind of go back and revisit music stuff and get more involved and, you know, be able to publish out some of my thoughts and some of my ideas in the music venue is really my second chance. And, I think that the lesson behind, what my dad taught me in Find a Way is that if you want to do the work, right? Go to work and really, try to create a quality product education standpoint. There have been, you know, enough people around the globe that have liked what we've done, but I really did have a second chance. And, you know, it's kind of one of those dreams things, you know. This is a lot of fun for me, and it's a fulfillment of some of my dreams. And I think that that is a really good concept to always have in mind. Dreams don't end. You know, they may get displaced. They may come in a different time in your life, but they're still there. So, you know, if you're going to chase the dream, you know. So I've been lucky that I chased and that some element caught a bit of it, yeah.
Well, I'm kind of excited to hear that because I kind of have the same kind of story. I felt called to be a pastor in my teen years, and some things happened, and then life happened, like you said. And finally, at the age of 40, God worked things out, and I don't know that it's a second chance per se, but kind of the same story. And you're right, you don't have to give up on what it is that you feel called or you know, your goals or whatever. And so I'm glad to know that that's what Find a Way is about, and I will be able to use that song as I tell that story for myself. So thank you.
I'm glad that it's not crossed over someplace else, you know, and that you can use that's exciting for me, because that's really why I do this. You know, if somebody can take something away from my music that they can use in their daily life, then it's all worth it, right? So, I'm sure you feel the same as the pastor.
It is. It does. In addition to promoting the album right now, lots of appearances coming up. What's in the future?
So right now we're really focused on, you know, particularly at this time of the year, we're really focused on getting the album out. And getting it some airplay and getting some press and doing all that. I don't really play so many live performances. I still do my corporate job, which I found to be very beneficial when it comes to paying the bills that come with this music thing. And generally, when I play live, I generally do it for some sort of reason other than Bill wants to go play a concert. So I work with quite a few charities and quite a few organizations actually across the United States. And so when I'm going to play, because, you know, my corporate thing kind of takes care of the financial side of the thing, I'll donate my time. And we'll do shows that really have more than just, hey, let's go do a concert. It's more of a, let's help raise some money, let's do some fundraising for a good organization that I believe in. And it's been pretty successful. You know, we've had some really good returns. I think some of it has to do with the fact that I don't really play live very often. And so when I do, you know, the people in that area, you know, they want to say, well, look, you know, Bill's not playing every other week at the X place. You know, he's a little bit rare when it comes to the playing live. So we ended up getting some pretty good support. And I think to leverage music and some of the things and the connections that you have to help support that an organization or folks that need a little bit of hand up, I think is the way it should be. So that's what I do. So I'll probably play 8-10 shows to push Crossing Willow Creek, and then we'll see from there.
Well, before I say a word of prayer with you, give us one final Bill Anthony word of wisdom.
Enjoy what you do, find what you love to do, and then really just follow it. I think a lot of times we get so bogged down in every day, right? I mean, you got a job, you got things going on. You get so bogged down that you forget really what you love. And when you find something that you really love, you should really pursue it and do the best that you can to embrace that and enjoy that as much as you possibly can. And that's what I try to do with music. You know, I really enjoy it. I enjoy writing. I enjoy the studio. I enjoy everything of it. But, you know, oftentimes we can get so busy that we forget
And I don't know that I've ever asked that question that way, a word of wisdom, but I figured it would be safe for somebody that's a storyteller. And so I usually just say, give us a final thought or something like that. But I don't know. That just popped in my head and seemed like a good way to ask that question.
That was funny and fun to answer, so thank you for that.
All right. Let me say a word of prayer with you, Bill. Father, I just thank you for our new friend, and I've enjoyed the time that you've allowed us to spend together. I pray for his career. I pray for the message that he puts out. And Father, I just ask that you would take good care of him, inspire him, help his story to mean something to those who hear it. Ask for a blessing upon his family, and thank you for the stories that he had about them as well. And Father, just now, as he does what he does, tell stories and make good music, we just pray that you will bless him in many, many ways. Thank you for this time. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Bill, we thank you. And we call people who've been on the podcast friend of the podcast. So thank you for being our friend now. And we'll keep track of you on your social media. I'll get that information out to our listeners as well. Just thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your, I'm sure, very busy schedule to chat with me a little bit. It was a lot of fun. And I appreciate what you're doing to help get the music out there to folks that can hear it. So thank you very much.